going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dr. Lovell, you've been working on a vaccine for bird flu, and it looks like you are having some success. So what is the status of that?
That's right. Our lab is working on a kind of nanoparticle technology that allows protein pieces that you would want to include into a vaccine to be basically ziplocked together onto the, and Velcro together onto the nanoparticle very easily. And so we started hearing about this bird flu variant that's kind of going through the U.S. dairy system in addition to the poultry system. And it's causing some concern. So we looked at that particular variant or clade of the virus, and using those proteins, we were able to show that we could put two virus surface proteins on the surface of our particles, and they worked very well for a vaccine.
How could this help those farmers who have chickens and other birds that could keep them from getting the bird flu?
Well, this was just a very early proof of principle experiment, so we haven't gone into actual livestock testing yet or human testing yet. This is just our first proof of principle experiment in mice only, and we're currently excited to extend our testing and bring it forward to the next steps of testing.
And what are those next steps of testing before it could be tried on chickens and other birds?
Yeah, I think we are trying to form collaborations who are able to do poultry testing to see if this would actually work well in poultry or potentially other livestock species such as cattle, which are impacted by the virus, or pigs, which are thought to be a potential reservoir susceptible to the virus. So we're currently talking to some collaborators to see if we can set up some experiments for that.
Overall, how long could this take?
I think it's a long process for this type of biomedical research. So we're just entering the initial phases. However, hopefully if we can get some promising results, we believe that because this type of technology has already gone through successful phase 3 clinical trials for a COVID-19 vaccine, and it was shown to be safe and effective, we're hoping that potentially we could leverage that safety data and efficacy data from the platform to move this one faster forward.
And how hopeful are you that this vaccine can move forward and eventually be tried to prevent bird flu?
I'm somewhat hopeful. I think it's hard to know with, it's a very dynamic situation, and people have known about H5N1 for quite some time, and there's actually already some approved vaccines for H5N1, whereas I think ours distinguishes itself in some favorable ways compared to the existing ones. However, it's not quite sure where the needs will be for vaccines for H5N1. So we're trying to talk to industry experts and also, funding agencies to see what they're looking for and try to position ourselves to be ready to move forward when we can.
I understand you may be working on vaccines for other diseases as well, like shingles.
Yes, that's true. Our technology is really versatile. As I was saying earlier, it's kind of this nanoparticle technology that allows you to snap different recombinant proteins onto the particle very easily. And therefore, it becomes very easy for us to develop vaccine candidates and form collaborations who have certain interests. So besides the COVID vaccine, which was shown to be very safe and effective in phase 3 clinical trials in the Philippines, we've also partnered with a Korean company who's currently testing this technology in phase 1 trials for shingles and also for RSV. And we have a few other collaborators that we're working with that we're hoping could move forward into phase 1 human testing.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.